To Iraq now, where reaction to the promise of more American troops cut across sectarian lines. Shiite leaders who support the troop increase may be hoping to use the extra American force against their Shiite rivals. Many Sunnis oppose the new American plan, but others say U.S. troops are still needed. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
Only hours after President Bush outlined his new strategy for Iraq, Abdulaziz al-Hakim, one of the top Shiite leaders in the country, made clear that he supports it. He also voiced support for Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's pledge to target all militias, whether Sunni or Shiite. Hakim called on the Iraqi government to strike with an iron fist at those endangering the Iraqi people's safety. It plays to Hakim's advantage. The militia once attached to his political party is now officially disbanded, and many of its members fill the ranks of the police force. Analysts here say Hakim is hoping the government, with help from the US, will get rid of his rival, radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. His Mahdi army dominates the vast Baghdad slum of Sadr City and is widely present in the towns and cities of southern Iraq. Sadr's militia is blamed for much of the sectarian violence here. U.S. commanders have said it is now the greatest threat to Iraq's security. Some Iraqis are worried about Americans getting dragged deeper into the internal feuding here. Ahmed Mahmoud is a businessman who's dispatched his family abroad because of the violence. As an American convoy drives by, he says he's worried more American troops will only make matters worse.
Most likely this plan will fail because it won't change anything. Actually, if there's an increase in troops, it will only lead to more sectarian tension.
Some Sunni leaders oppose a new military campaign in Baghdad because they believe it'll be a repeat of last August's security operation, which they say targeted Sunnis but ignored the Shiite militias. Other Sunni leaders, however, welcome additional American troops here because they see them as their only protection against the Shiites. Meanwhile, the Shiite-dominated government claims it hasn't been able to crack down on the militias so far because the Americans haven't properly equipped Iraqi forces. Government spokesman Ali Dabagh.
We're still complaining about how well our forces are armed. Some militias have better weapons and more weapons than the Iraqi police do.
With all the focus now on the military strategy, some Iraqis are complaining that not enough is being done to bring about political reconciliation among the rival factions. Secular politician Tariq al-Mamouri agrees there's a need for more negotiations, but he fears that time may have passed.
Most of the problems can be solved politically. When the politicians fail to act, then military power should be used. But it must be used in proportion to enforce security and order.
Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations, Samir al-Sumaidi, agrees there needs to be a political aspect to the new strategy. In an appearance on CNN, he urged the American people to be a little more patient.
As fed up as the American people are, the Iraqi people are 100 times more fed up. Remember, they have given many times more sacrifices and their life is unbearable on a daily basis. It is not right to walk away and make all these losses meaningless.
Sumaidi says it's still too early for the U.S. to leave the Iraqis to themselves. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.